This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The United States has accused Syria of trying to undermine the government of Lebanon. Washington says Syria continues to arm the group Hezbollah, ignoring a UN Security Council resolution. Syria denies this.
That UN resolution ended the month-long war between Israel and Hezbollah this summer, but it did not resolve some of the underlying conflicts. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, some analysts fear that the fighting could start again unless diplomats work harder to clear up those issues.
The war over the summer started after Hezbollah captured two Israeli soldiers. Until their release can be negotiated, the precarious peace in southern Lebanon could collapse. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has a mediator whose identity is being kept secret. He's trying to arrange a prisoner swap between Hezbollah and Israel. Robert Malley of the International Crisis Group says there's a big gap to bridge.
The problem there seems to be that even though Israel is prepared for prisoner exchange, is not prepared to release non-Lebanese detainees, Palestinians or other Arabs, and Hezbollah partly because it wants to show that it is at the vanguard of an Arab movement, but also to show that its war effort was worth it, is insisting on the release of non-Lebanese prisoners as well. So that's where things seem to be tied up.
Malley says there's another potential trigger that could reignite Lebanon, a dispute over a roughly 16-square-mile slice of land known as the Sheba Farms. Israel captured it in the 1967 war, and the UN has long considered it part of Syria. Lebanese officials say it is part of Lebanon, and the fact that Israel still occupies it makes it virtually impossible to get Hezbollah to give up its armed struggle against Israel. Again, the UN is at the center of all this, as envoy Terje Rode-Larsen recently explained.
UN cartographers are now working full speed on analyzing if it is at all possible to define in geographical terms, in territorial terms, what this area actually encompasses. Because if we are going to ask, hypothetically, Israel to withdraw from this territory, we have to know what it is.
Bush administration officials have shown little interest in this dispute, calling it just an excuse for Hezbollah to hold on to its weapons. U.S. officials say Lebanon and Syria have to formally agree on the border before Israel can withdraw. Lebanese diplomats say they're stuck because no one has an interest in resolving it. Syria's ambassador to Washington, Imad Mustafa, says the answer is simple. Sheba Farms is Lebanese, and the U.S. and Israel are to blame for the stalemate.
It's a difficult issue to resolve because Israel, which is fully supported by the United States, and the United States has enormous influence on the United Nations, is not helping finding a resolution to this problem.
Beyond the dispute over Sheba Farms, there's another and maybe greater issue complicating peace efforts in Lebanon. The Bush administration accuses Syria of allowing arms shipments to Hezbollah and of plotting to undermine the government in Lebanon. Ambassador Mustafa dismissed the accusations and said it's time for the U.S. to start talking to Syria about the issues that divide them. He says other Middle East watchers are saying the same thing.
All of them in unison are saying that U.S. policies towards Syria were totally wrong in the past, trying to isolate Syria, not to talk to Syria. And all of them are advocating re-engagement with Syria. And I think the administration is embarrassed by this, and they are trying to escape from this embarrassing situation by creating these silly accusations.
European diplomats say they are trying to persuade the U.S. to help make Syria part of the solution rather than part of the problem in Lebanon. But that would require the U.S. to change its approach to Syria. Analyst Robert Malley says until that happens, the international community needs to focus on a less ambitious agenda, putting band-aids on open wounds in Lebanon.
That's done through the presence of thousands of international Lebanese troops in the south. That's done through pressure on Israel to stop overflights over Lebanon, pressure on Hezbollah to keep its weapons hidden and not to get more weapons into its hands, and then hoping that at some point in the not-so-distant future there'll be a real diplomatic initiative that tries to resolve the underlying problem.
He says that means resolving the Arab-Israeli conflict, which is feeding the crisis in Lebanon. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.